We're so fantastic.
Hello and welcome to Family Movie Night, our introduction episode. We wanted to tell you a little bit about how we're going to be doing the show and kind of a little bit about who we are. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about Jamie. She is my wife.
Hello.
She is a singer. She is a voice and piano instructor. She has a fine arts degree in acting, and she's studying screenwriting. And I'm Dan. I'm the boring one. I studied economics a long time ago. I'm an independent software developer nowadays.
And he's a professional photographer. And he gets art, and we can talk critically about a lot of things together, which is great.
And we are both parents.
And we both work from home, and we both get the kids ready for school in the morning. We both cook and clean and help with homework and try to teach them right and wrong and how to be good people and love everyone. And we are both exhausted.
So anyway, the reason we wanted to start a podcast is we found ourselves talking about TV and movies after we watched them. And we would sometimes talk for hours after a movie. And I've been listening to podcasts for a long time. And after some discussions, I would say, we should have been recording that. That could have been a podcast. That's how we enjoy movies, right? We watch them. We watch them somewhat critically.
We talk about what makes them work, what makes a good story, what makes the movie good, what elements we liked, what elements we didn't like. And that's just the way that we enjoy movies. That's just how we process them. And we know that that is not what everybody does.
Right. One day we went to see Les Miserables.
So it was what? My mom, my sister, and us, right?
Yeah. And so after the movie, we all get back in the car and Jamie and I are
talking about it
a lot, right? We're, you know, I was angry at the CGI and the crane shots and the, and, you know, Russell Crowe's performance, you know,
it was the auto-tune.
Yeah. We just could not stop talking about the things that we felt were done poorly. Right.
And right.
So, and that movie's, you know, it's
there's so many
kind of
amazing
great.
Things about mm-hmm. it, and there are parts of it actually. Like I used to not like the song "Empty Chairs at Empty Tables" for the mm-hmm. play, and I love the play. By the way, I love the music, I love everything about it. Right, but that song, I was always kind of like, fast forward through that one. You know, for whatever reason, it's like maybe I reached my quota of sad songs at that point or something. I don't know. But when I saw the movie, I was like, wow, okay, they did that really well, right? So there were certain parts of the movie that I actually really enjoyed and kind of I felt like they did a really good job with. But there were things where I was like, oh man, if I was involved in that at the end, I would have waved white flags instead of like France colored flags or whatever at the end, because they're in heaven, for goodness sake. It's right. Not like French heaven, you know.
So we're
whatever.
Just, we're kind of, you know,
we're doing it already.
Right. We're kind of like tearing into it a little bit, right? Just because of how beautiful parts of it were, it like made the bad stuff stick out to us more. And we were just like really amped about it. And Jamie's sister and mom, you know, it was almost like, you know, they caused a record screech and they like turned back to us and they're like, what is wrong with you guys? We just saw a good movie and you guys can't stop talking about all the things that are wrong. Right. Like they were very like almost offended that we were
saying anything, you know, critical.
Negative.
It was.
Because they're like, look, you just shut up and you watch the movie and that's life, you know.
And then you either kind of like it or you don't or whatever, you know.
It doesn't matter what was in it, right? And what we plan to do is, as far as the format of the show, and this may change over time as we learn how to do this better, is that we will talk about the movie a little bit with our kids. And then Jamie and I will send the kids to bed, and then we'll tell you, the listener, whether or not we recommend the movie. We're not going to give it scores. We're not going to give it thumbs up. We may use those phrases or whatever, but we'll kind of let you know as a parent, as a discerning parent, whether we think you'll enjoy it.
It's more for us about the way that the story, how well the story makers set up the rules and parameters of their world, and are they sticking to them and everything like that. So for us, it's more about story. But we might, if something is highly inappropriate, we'll obviously mention that
sure.
as well.
Yeah, and yeah. So do your own due diligence, and we may like celebrate a movie for racial diversity or for a cool message about empowering a minority group. But generally, we probably won't condemn a movie for not having that sort of stuff. And maybe that's bad, but we just don't think every movie needs to represent everybody. And we know that, you know, Hollywood isn't great at representation, but it's just not our focus, right? We're much more focused on story and plot and character. And do things make sense? Do the characters say things that make sense? Have they established the characters well? Stuff like that. We're pretty choosy with our movies. We generally will probably watch more kids movies now that we're doing this podcast than we would otherwise, just because we generally don't like them.
It really depends on the movie. If it, there's a lot of kid movies out there though that just kind of put stuff. I don't know. Like I'm thinking, if it's anything like old Disney sequels, we probably won't even go there. We probably won't even watch that because those are just...
Right. We don't know what movies we're going to be watching. And if you have one, you know, feel free to recommend it. You can contact us. You can send an email to feedback@familymovienight.net. You can visit our website at familymovienight.net. And you can contact me on Twitter at Dan Hixon, DanHixon.
And maybe I'll get a Twitter someday. And if I do, a Twitter account, I should say. If I do, I'll put it out there.
If you're friends with Jamie on Facebook, you can contact her there.
True.
We just wanted to kind of give you a sense of what the podcast would be and what our focus is on critiquing these movies. And we hope you try out a couple episodes. And we hope that you like it. Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.